You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this 15th day of June. It's a Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenora is here from T-Storm Weather. Mike, we better get right to it. We've had some thunderstorms, but they've been kind of hit or miss. What do you see up next?
We're going to see more of the same over the next several days. There'll be a few thunderstorms in the Corn Belt today, tomorrow, Saturday, and even on Sunday. But as is often the case at this time of the year, it's very difficult to say exactly when and exactly where these thunderstorm clusters will occur. That's always a bit of a dicey situation for farmers and for the market in general, because as you noted, some areas saw some good rain over the last couple of days and some areas didn't. Those areas that didn't see rain are now in a situation where we need more rain. And even though there are chances here and there, it's a little bit tricky to say whether or not any given location is going to see a thunderstorm. Nonetheless, the main point here is that there will be thunderstorms in the Corn Belt over the next 3 to 4 days, and then it temporarily turns a little cooler.
Mike, these weather patterns remind me of August, not of June. Am I missing something in that categorization?
I think that's a fairly accurate description, simply because it's so warm. High temperatures in the 90s at this time of June are a little bit unusual. Normally, we'd be in the 70s and 80s, so it has been unusually warm. We've seen those humidity levels creep up, though interestingly, the humidity has crept up simply because of a southerly low-level wind flow. In August, a lot of the times we see real muggy conditions is because of all the evaporation of soil moisture, but we don't have a whole lot of soil moisture in place right now, so it's been more due to this persistent weather pattern where we're just feeding southerly winds across the central U.S., and pumping some of that humidity onto the north.
And so you suggested things would get cooler. Does that mean we go back to normals or we go back to something below normal?
We'll go below normal, but only for a few days. And the real question that a lot of people want to know the answer to is what will happen right after that cool period? Because we know it's going to start to warm up again, but more than likely what will happen is we'll turn much warmer for a day or two around Tuesday and Wednesday next week. That'll pop another thunderstorm cluster somewhere, so somebody else is going to see some more good rains come the middle of next week. Then after that, more of the same, maybe another thunderstorm cluster somewhere else, as that sharp dividing area between heat to the southwest and coolness to the northeast lingers. But no matter how the weather works out over the next 10 days, there's a number of signs that show it'll turn a lot warmer for the last 5 to 6 days of June. So by then, it'll probably be a lot warmer. It'll be even warmer than what we've been experiencing. But it's tricky to say, again, where these thunderstorms are going to occur. We know there'll be thunderstorms on the northern edge of where it's the warmest. We just can't say exactly how far north that warmth is going to go.
Will the rainfall alleviate the problems we've had across the Corn Belt?
Well, the real problem is that most areas had not received any rain for the month of June until the last 24 to 48 hours. So monthly rainfall deficits, as of a couple days ago, were huge. Most states needed 1.5 to 2.5 inches of rain to get back to normal. We did see some of that over the last couple of days, and we'll see a little bit more of that over the next several days. But in the end, you're still probably going to need to see more rain, especially if we start to see some of that warmer weather at the end of the month.
Mike Tenora with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. I'm Todd Gleason.